Today, we are at the 5th of February 2010. We are in Low. And we still continue the sutra of last time. The king whose face looked like a mirror discourse. Gatha number 6. We are not caught in dualistic view. Our idea about today's and tomorrow, the one with wisdom, walks on the middle path, contemplating on dharmas to attain the highest concentration, samadhi. When I was reading in Chinese the text, so our notion about existent or not existent, being or non being, we should not be caught by one side. Both are the two faces of one reality. We should see the deep truth which includes both. Don't be caught by one side. And we say that exists. It doesn't exist. So when you say that everything will not exist when you pass away, or everything exists, or everything is existing, and we're so sure, but we have to see the other part of reality, and we should not declare yes, being or not being, no coming, no going. No existence, no non-existence, no remain, no disappearing, no birth, no death, no one, no different, no sameness, no otherness. That is the way of we call dualistic way to see things. And so when you learn to look deep, you try not to be caught by one side on the other side. We try to see the two faces of one reality. So, Gatha number 6, we are not caught in dualistic view or ideas about today and tomorrow. I mean reborn, this very old style. Sa here, in the Tang Hoi text, is hub. Hub means simultaneously. We let go both. There is no distinction between this life and other lives. When you see on the history of thoughts, when you study, this idea is very important. In the Diamond Sutra, there is four notions that we must remove from our mind. The notion is a human. The notion of human is different from others. And the human of a separate self, and the human, the notion of lifespan. Lifespan, when you think that your life start at that birthday and your life end at your disease. And that called a lifespan. But in the Diamond Sutra said, don't be caught by that. You have been born even before you appear in this world. So that part we call Thamang lifespan is the part before you are born is, it doesn't exist. The life after you die doesn't exist. No. We have to remove from your head that notion of lifespan. And so you say that this life or the life is still dualistic way to see things. So we are not caught by lifespan, and then this life and other life, it doesn't exist. In the Lotus Sutra, he said that the lifespan of the enlightened one is illimited, and you do not see. You are born. You are born. You die, etc. And so, all these are the seed of Mahayana Buddhism, because Mahayana Buddhism explore that is clearer, deeper. At that moment, there is a tendency to see that this life have many suffering, and that is why we want to die in order to be born in the Pure Land or the Kingdom of God, where we have nothing to do with only suffering. That is a dualistic way to see things. And the notion given by Brahmanism also, they believe that when they pass away, you are born in the world of Brahma, and then you can live together with Brahma. Like in Christianity, we say that all this life have so many suffering. I prepare that when I bear all this suffering, so when I pass away, I will be born in the kingdom of God. And in Buddhism also, that tendency is very appealing to people. So there is a school who say that, well, you have to bear all the suffering. You evoke the name of Amitabha Buddha, and you follow the Amitabha Buddha to be born in the Pure Land. That is very popular and superficial way to see things. But if you read carefully, the Amitabha Buddha Sutra is make very clear that is the Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, Pure Land could be here and now. And so that is very human, that we think that, oh, we bear all this suffering, and then next life when you die, you will be reborn in the better world. So the practice that you do not hate this life, you have different difficulties, suffering, you look deep and you see the way out and you transform, and in this very life. So that sentence said that you have to let go on this notion that this life after life different. We are not caught in dualistic view or idea about today and tomorrow, the one with wisdom walks on the middle path. Lương Sư Miền, the pair, opposite pair, like existent, not existent, being, not being, birth, death, one, sameness, otherness. So we have to transcend that. The one with wisdom walks on the middle path, not be caught by any extreme. Contemplating own dharmas to attain the highest concentration, to attain samadhi.
Samadhi. Sometimes là dừng lại, còn samadhi mới là định.
When you look deep into on the Dharma, in order to attain the highest concentration, the seventh yathas, we must look deeply into things we see, things we hear, and things we feel, so that we do not give rise to wrong mindfulness or get caught in wrong perception. Use wisdom to look deeply at the mind and the objects of mind in order to let go of everything and not be caught in any dharma. So they read in Chinese sentence. In the Tăng Hội text, this word is written differently. The mental formation of about what you have seen, what you have heard, what you have thought on this thing, on this notion in your mind. We have a notion in our mind when we hear, when we feel. So we have to be very careful in order not to be able to transcend the wrong perception. It means that you, whenever you have perception, it's always partial, it's always not total, it's always illusory. It means only one part, you only see one part. So you have to learn to transcend that illusory notion in you. When you have a notion about that person, be sure that you are only caught 10% or 20% or 30% of him or her. And don't be so sure and criticize and judge. So try to transcend that in order to not to be caught by the illusory perception. You have to use your wisdom in order to look deeper. Your mind and the object of your mind. We observe all the dhammas. Dhamma is in everything you see, you hear. And then and so what you have seen, what you hear, and then when you have that perception, and then you have a kind of not beautiful idea and judge and suffer. So you have to learn to look deeper in order not to be caught of your perception. Your perception always partial, illusory. It means you only see 30%, but you are so sure that 100%. And you hate that person, you criticize, you are cruel to that person. So you have to look deep, be humble, and transcend that. Not be caught by on this object of your mind. You look humble, transcend. So contemplating on the Dhamma to attain the highest concentration and see the ups, the absolute truth. See the total reality. Don't be caught by your partial one part of your view of the reality. In the text of Tang Hoi, the word Pháp Hành was written differently. Sādhak means attainment. And the word "ne" in the Tang Hoi text is will be "tuệ". "Tuệ" means insight, wisdom. And the word "chúng" in the Tang Hoi text is chung differently. You can pronounce this. Chung is like pronunciation, is a different accent only, but different meaning. If all the dhammas are empty, if all the dhamma are empty, all the dhamma are empty, so is any other dhamma that work for us to practice? And so if you are caught in one Dhamma and you think that that is the absolute truth, and then you will be caught, because when you read that part, you remember the sentence in the four Tathagatanyajing Sutra. It said that my teaching is to practice what is not practicing. You practice in the way that people don't see that you are practicing. You are not so proud of your practice. Like you are vegetarian, but you eat lightly, gently. Nobody see that you are vegetarian. But if you say that I'm vegetarian, you are not. That is not practice. It's not the practice. I practice, but I'm not caught by my practice. I'm not caught by the form, the ritual of the practice. Practice, not practice, then. But not practice. In this Tang Hoi text, Ha Shada, I believe that Tang Hoi text is more correct and then is closer to the original text. If all the Dharma, all are empty, and so there is no Dharma that we can attain. So there is no attainment. So we can translate like, so there is no Dharma for you to practice. No Dharma door that you can catch, you can attain. So no attainment. So in the Sutra Anaruddha, the Anuruddha have been asked by the people, when the Buddha passed away, exists or not exist? Or he is existing and not existing in the same time? And there is a number of notions, and he exists or he doesn't. He exists and don't exist in the same time. And he don't exist and don't exist, so on. Exist and non-existent. The second, four formula. Existent, non-existent, non-existent, non-non-existent. Four formula. For notion, you have to tell me your teacher, the Buddha, teach what he taught about. When he passed away, he exists or he doesn't exist? He in the same time exists and non-exists? And Anuruddha cannot answer. And he said that my teacher never teach that, have not taught anything about that. And so on these other people said, oh, maybe they are young novice, they don't know anything, so we release them. And then the Anuruddha came to report to the Buddha and request the Buddha, and next time when somebody stop me, I know how to answer. And so Anuruddha told the story, and I like to answer in which way that I and the Buddha answer. The Buddha told him, "Look at me. Look at me. This body is me." And Anuruddha said, "No, you are not only this body. Is feeling is me?" No, I'm not in my feeling. And you are not in your feeling. And then, can you find something outside of me to call me? No. And after he asked a lot of things like form, is not the Buddha, but non-form is not the Buddha, the feeling is not the Buddha, the non-feeling is not the Buddha, perception is not the Buddha, and non-perception is not Buddha, etc. So I have to ask a number of questions, and the Buddha said that I am sitting here and you cannot catch me. So how in the future I am no longer in this form and you think that you can catch me? So don't be caught by any pattern, any should not caught by any pattern, only notion. The Buddha is beyond on this notion, beyond on your perception. So when I was in the hospital, Massachusetts General Hospital, and the Buddha, the council of doctor told me that I have two bacteria. The first one is Pseudomonas, and second one is Mycobacteria. And on the medical doctor have a meeting with me. If the first case is Pseudomonas is the attacker, and then the second one is the Mycobacteria, and the third one is the two of them. And I said, that is not correct. We need to have four notion, the fourth notion. Not that one, not the second one, but maybe the third one that you have not found yet. And then he agreed, they agree. That is four notion that we have to transcend. For morals, you can abandon these four notion, perception. On the Dharma, transcend these four morals, so you cannot catch. So the notion about non-attainment already exists from the previous day of the Buddha. Because the sutra we are learning is very old sutra before there are monasteries. We have to see the profound truth and don't be caught by all these formula of the practice. So you have to try to look deeply into your practice and see how you can reach the truth of your practice, the most profound way of your practice, the most transcending way of your practice. And don't be caught by the formula above, below, left, right, object, subject. We believe that there is a mind of the observer, the mind of the scientist, who is observing. So the mind of the scientist, the mind of the spiritual teacher, and there is the world outside, the objective world outside, and our mind is observing the sound outside world and try to catch the notion of outside world. And that is the the sticking point of scientists. The scientists always think that he is different, and the world he observes is different. And he is observing. But the Buddha said that try to see deeper, that you and the object of your observation are one. The dualistic way is to see that you are the subject, there is a subjective world, and there is an object of what you observe, and then the object is outside of the subject, and the subject is outside of the object. That is a dualistic way of seeing. And if you are caught by that view, and then you cannot go very far. You can go some distance, but not too far. And so, don't think that there is a consciousness in you and the world outside. That is a dualistic way to see things. Nowadays, science is trying to overcome that. In the story of Winnie the Pooh, and that morning, Pooh Bear tried to make a walk in the snow, and he walked alone. He make a round, and suddenly he said, oh, there is a footprint of some animal. Yeah, he see clearly that he's alone. But he make around and suddenly he see, oh, there is a footprint of another animal. This could be a dangerous animal. And he told his consciousness that it's very dangerous. And he make another round and there's two footprint, three. And there is two dangerous animals. And the fear increase. And Christopher Robin said that you are silly bear, this is your own footprint. So the scientist could be like that. You think that the world outside of you are different. The world outside is also you, also the consciousness. So in UK, he said that in the strange shore, you see the footprint of someone, and you go closer, and you discover that is your own footprint. So what you call outside world, this could be inside of you. So the dualistic view is also things that you need to look deep. You observe that naughty person and you think that she's different. But is there some naughtiness in you? And so you see her naughty. And slowly, slowly, when you are more light, more fresh, and the object of your mind is lighter and fresher. So it's the same here. You, your mind, and the object of your mind, you have to be the first, the absolute truth. The absolute truth have to transcend the object and subject. Have to transcend the inside and outside and try to see the paramatta is absolute truth, is transcending inside and outside, subject and object. If all the Dharma doesn't really exist, how you can cut that Dharma, that practice? So when you practice one Dharma door, try to be skillful and don't be caught by that Dharma door and despise other door. And You have to look deeper, to be humble of your perception, and to learn and to reach the absolute truth, the totality of the reality. Don't be caught by one part of the reality and so sure. So, đang đi dưới cầu trí tuệ is don't be caught by the world of object and subject and try to see deeper. The word cầu here, we can, it could be the word V is wrong writing. It's because it looks similar, it's lack only one point. So that some ritual things that you believe that tends to that ritual and then you will be liberated. So we have to understand this sentence in the background of the spirituality in that time of the Buddha. There are a number of Brahman, spiritual teacher Brahman, who say that there is a number of ritual that is forbidden. And if you do it, a number of ritual, if you perform that, you will be enlightened, you will be liberated. So the Buddha said that don't be caught by that. By only this ritual. If you are caught by this ritual, this performance is not a true performance. So I feel that is we instead of go, we have one more point. You're not caught by forbidden rituals. We are not caught by all these performance and tends to that you go to the other shore. Vô cực means đạo vị ngàn, when go to the other shore. At that moment, in Buddhist circle, they don't use the đạo vị ngàn. It means go to the other shore. And so they put vô bi cực, it means no until the other shore. So in that time, they don't use the word paramita. They said that endurance, vô cực, it means illimited endurance. And going to the other shore and no return. Thanks to that, you can go to the other shore and you will not be back to the shore of suffering. This sutra can help many philosophers and many scientists. According to this sutra, the liberation cannot be done in dualistic way. It's not only for scientists, but for you too. So, if you see the object of your mind, you judge her, you forget that you also need to be judged. And so you are lighter, the object of your mind will be lighter, and so on. So if you are caught by this ritual, by that forbidden performance, like in Brahmanism at that time, don't be caught. In Buddhism now, we are also caught in many rituals. In Christianity too, there's a lot of ritual dogma that we are caught. we say a few words and we think that is enough. And you read about the five contemplation, and then after reading you are so sure that you know everything, and then while eating you are thinking of other things instead of continue to look deep into your contemplation. Is what you, it's not only read but you also live the five contemplation when you eat. So that is ritual. And when you offer the incense, you say that may this become the fragrance, but you pay attention about the music, but you don't pay attention to the true. And then you said, oh, I don't know how to, my voice is not high enough, or maybe people are judging me, and so you don't really practice. And in the Catholic Church, and the priests are saying that this piece of cake is the body of Christ, and he gave to somebody. And the priest and the disciple can behave in a very, very unmindful way, and they are caught in ritual. But if the priest or the minister have concentration inside, when he hold the piece of bread, he said, "This is really the body of that beautiful reality of the world, and people are receiving that beautiful reality, and then he is handling with love and with care, and see that body of Christ, the body of that beautiful universe is entering in that person." So that is not caught by ritual. But if he only do ritually, it means he break the bread, he put the piece of bread into the mouth of somebody, and he think of other thing and try to put carefully, so not put outside of the mouth of that person. But it's not really, it's only caught by ritual. And so there is a number of mantra and dharani, and then you can change. Like dharani about liberation, namo takra pakra. So only thing you recite like a parakeet, and then you are caught in ritual. But if you do it, it's the same. But if you do it profoundly, mindfully, and then it's the same, but will be very profound, very, very helpful. So every act, every thing you have to do with mindfulness, with concentration. And you need to look deeply in order to go to the other shore, and you will not be caught. So I said that like you read five contemplation. If you read for the sake of reading, and after that you eat, but you think of 100 things, and you are caught in rituals. The coming Sunday, we are learning a very beautiful sutra. It means the sutra on facing fear and violence, transforming violence and fear discourse. It's very relevant. I cannot imagine that in a very old time like that, this society is like our time now. The sutra on how to transform violence and fear discourse. This coming Sunday, you will have preparing New Year Vietnamese. You will make the cake, because in the old time we believe the earth is a cake, square cake, and then the sky is round. So we make the prepare the cake. But after hearing the teaching, and then we will prepare the earth cake.